again, this case is playing out in federal court, but depending on the outcome, could we see the legislature try to take some kind of action?
I really don't think so. This really is a, this whole issue of gay marriage has gone through kind of a remarkable public transition in the last few years. Michigan, as you pointed out, adopted a constitutional amendment prohibiting it in 2004, and many states have. I think about 19 or 20 states have done that. But in the last just few months alone, federal judges at the district level have ruled a number of those gay marriage constitutional bans as violating the federal constitution. Now, ultimately, this is going to have to get to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they're going to have to decide whether or not state bans on gay marriage violate the Equal Protection Clause of the federal constitution. But even in the public, just a few years ago, a clear majority opposed gay marriage, but recent polling indicates that that's changing. But I really don't think the Michigan legislature at this point is going to have any role in this at all, unless they try to put something on the ballot again. But that's already been done.
Susan, we know, as Ken just said, a federal judge in Texas just overturned that state's ban on gay marriage. We just had the veto in Arizona. Is this indicative of a larger shift in the U.S., and what could that mean for Michigan?
We certainly have seen a big shift in the United States in recent years on gay rights issues, particularly on marriage. We now have over a dozen states that have legalized gay marriage, including nearby states like Illinois. And we are seeing some backlash to that, like that proposed bill in Arizona that would allow discrimination of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people at private establishments. But as you said, the governor did veto it, in large part because so many Republicans and members of the business community thought that it was a really bad idea.
Before we go, we, of course, have to talk about the retirement of Democratic Representative John Dingell. He was the longest serving member of the U.S. House. Ken, what does his tenure and his retirement mean for Michigan?
Well, it's somewhat of a passing of an era with his retirement. And now you have both John Dingell, who's been there, obviously, for a long time, and when Democrats controlled the House, had a very powerful position for much of that time, chairing Energy and Commerce, and Carl Levin retiring the same year. So it is a kind of a changing of the guard, if you will. I would point out, though, that influence in Washington really is a function of position and majority status. And when Republicans took control of the House a few years ago, you know, that just changed things. And now Michigan still does have the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee and Congressman Upton. But still, I mean, his service, John Dingell's service, both the length of it and the quality of it is just remarkable and, I think, without parallel.
Susan, very soon after the announcement of his retirement, it was also announced that his wife, Debbie Dingell, plans to run for his seat. What do you think her chances are of maintaining that seat?
I think that the race is hers to lose. She is a political power in her own right. She's the chair of the Wayne State University Board of Governors, and the name Dingell is still gold in the district. So I don't think that she will have a clear shot in the primary, but I do think she is the favorite. And we will have more years of Dingell to come, most likely.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.